Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Road's looking just a little bit better out there, so you should be good. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's in his spot, Jim Colony. He will be around in just a little while. And check us out on video, 937thefan.com. Live stream right there at the top. Do that. Subscribe to our YouTube page. You can do that and watch us. And with that, I say good morning to Chris. How was everything?
It's great. How you doing this morning?
Good. Yeah, the roads were, they were much, much better, but there's just some spots. So be sure to just check it out and go a little slower. It was just like, I got behind a plow. It was really weird. He was turning around. It was a county plow on Route 8, and like he was taking care of a couple spots that were just, it looked like they hadn't, I don't know what had happened with them, but he was just kind of cleaning up some spots.
I think there was some snow that blew around overnight, plus in a couple spots there was like a fresh coating thrown down too, like in our neighborhood there was probably like, like a coating, like maybe a quarter of an inch thrown down. So our neighborhood was a little messy, but then once I got out to the main roads, everything was okay.
Yeah, so, see, yeah, the main road.
Hopefully it's like that where you are. It's not as bad. I know some neighborhoods are still a mess.
The thing is, go slow, because there was like some, one time I was like, if I would have been going fast, I would have come upon the left lane and it was still really covered. It had blown over from like the median, or as Paul Zeiss once said, somebody once said, medium. It blew over, so you would have been right in it.
Anyway.
All right, I got a story here. And I don't know. The question is, how would you play this? Okay? Here we go. First line tells it all. I mean, the first line is all you need to know, and then you build off of it. Cracker Barrel was ordered to pay $9.4 million to a Tennessee man who sued the restaurant chain after he was served a chemical cleaning agent instead of water.
What?
There you are. I mean, that's the whole story in one sentence. This guy's name, Bill, right? William Cronin. He may not receive the total amount, though, due to laws that limit damages in the state. But nonetheless, he's still going to get millions. So it's been ongoing since 24 at a branch of Cracker Barrel in Marion County. It was finally reached last month. He had been eating lunch at Cracker Barrel when a waitress refilled his glass with what she thought was water. After taking a sip, he felt a burning sensation in his mouth and esophagus. He immediately knew it wasn't water.
Ooh.
It was later discovered that the contents that this Bill drank from was, in fact, a mixture of water and EcoSan, a chemical solution Cracker Barrel uses to clean its kitchen area.
Like a sanitizer, basically.
Yes. But I guess it's clear, so you can't tell.
That's probably not smart.
He suffered severe permanent injuries, including regular cramping, bloating, diarrhea, and reflux pain after meals. He also lost wages and future earning capacity, according to the lawsuit. In response to the verdict, Cracker Barrel says, listen, while we have great respect for the legal process, we obviously are disappointed by and strongly disagree with the jury's award in this case, which involved an unfortunate and isolated incident that occurred at our store 8 years ago.
Well, it ain't isolated
for
Bill.
Real, I know. And it doesn't matter how long ago if he's still going to the toilet so
And you're
much.
Cracker Barrel. You can find $9 million between the couch cushions.
No, it's not some mom and pop diner.
Yeah.
It added, although we are considering our options with respect to this verdict, we are glad this matter is behind us so we can better focus on caring for our guests and employees around the country and not give them cleaning agents. I added that last sentence. But His lawyer, Bill's lawyer, he didn't immediately respond to anything. So in January, just the other day, about 10 days ago, he reached an agreement with the restaurant for $9.4 million. However, it's likely he'll not receive the full amount due to a statutory cap that Tennessee asserts as on non-economic damages. So he can probably get maybe $4 or $5 million in all of this.
Why's Tennessee got a cap on
it? Well, so people, I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyhow, here's what we are. You're sitting there, and this is the game to play. You're sitting there at Cracker Barrel. They give you the Eco Sand, unbeknownst to you.
Yeah.
You slug it down as you're having your tuna melt or whatever you're having.
Biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, your fried chicken and eggs and whatever for lunch that you're having there. Your nice sandwich there at Cracker Barrel. You slug it down. You immediately got the burning sensation. And keep in mind that there has not been a precedent set by Bill in Tennessee. You slug down your Eco Sand. And you got the diarrhea, and your throat burns, and you don't know how long this is going to, and you're like, oh, Cracker Barrel's attorney calls you, and he goes, listen, here, pal, we made a mistake, waitress, isolated incident. You tell me where you start the bidding. Let's talk about this. We want the bidding to begin. We don't want to go to court. We don't want this a lengthy process. Now, we kind of have ruined this because we have a baseline set.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gone 9-4. I don't think I would have got that out of him.
I probably would have started at, I don't know, five-ish.
$5 million,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He shook him down. This is a big
good
dub
for
Bill.
Good for Bill.
A gigantic dub. Matt, where are you on this? 9.4 mil?
I mean,
for Big Bill?
Big Bill's got it
made. I wonder what the lingering effects are.
But Bill's still in the bathroom.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, how long is it going to last, though?
It sounds like it's supposed to be forever, according to the story.
Yeah, is that worth 9.4? Was it 9.4?
9.4 mil, and it's just one glass of the Eco Sand. But 8 years later, is this guy still running to the John all the time or not?
Like, I don't know.
Not to question the validity of Big Bill, but how about Cracker Barrel coming out with, like, hey, this happened once, he's good. Strap it up, get to work.
Listen, we don't do it all the time.
Come on.
I mean, it's just this one time we nearly
lady,
killed someone.
She didn't get a promotion or anything.
Can we go back to the chemical being clear like water? Like, whose idea is that? Like, typically you get cleaning chemicals and, you know, they'll put a colorant or something in there so that you...
It's
you
why
know,
gas has a smell.
Right. It's why they made Mr. Yuck stickers.
Yeah,
you know?
I,
like... What are we doing just putting a random sanitizing agent in a perfectly clear vehicle for people to accidentally chug?
Remember that? Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. You remember that, Matt, or are you too young?
He's too
for
young.
I don't remember that song. I remember the Mr. Yuck stickers.
Type
everywhere.
In YouTube, Mr. Yuck is mean, Mr. Yuck is green, and see if you can get any sounders. Mr. Yuck was like was serious business when we were growing up. If something had a Mr. Yuck sticker on it, it was like your arm was going to fall off if you even touched the bottle.
Yes.
Is there a Mr. Yuck song? Do you have Mr. Yuck is mean, Mr. Yuck is green, Mr. Yuck is green? Can I? Oh,
there it is.
Come on.
Mr. Yuck is mean.
Hell yeah.
Mr. Yuck is green.
Circa 1971.
Well, I wasn't alive for it. I just remember.
Home is full of bad things.
I don't remember the lyrics, just the refrain.
Now there's a man whose face is green that you ought to get to know. He'll warn you when danger's coming fast or slow. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green.
Simple yet effective.
When you're four or five years old,
scared the hell out of
that is the scariest thing you've ever seen.
Let me just hear the.
Will be sick. Get to know his face.
He's a really big.
Every single place.
Sorry.
When you see it, you'll know quick. Things mark yuck, make you sick.
They do.
Sick,
yeah.
Sick,
sick, sick, sick, sick.
I mean, this scared the hell out of you.
Yes.
How about this
what
tactic?
What happened to Mr. Yuck stickers?
Yuck is
apparently they don't have them at Cracker Barrel.
Mr. Yuck is green.
It's something. See, now we're too nice. Please don't touch the stuff. It could make you go to the hospital. Please don't touch the stuff. You won't feel nice. It's not ice. You know, something like that.
No,
they, back in 71, they told you. I mean, they got you like, this is spooky.
They
It'll make you
die.
Kooky.
They purposely tried to scare you.
Yeah.
And it worked.
You're gonna go to the morgue.
They didn't worry about any permanent emotional trauma from the color green for the rest of your life.
Oh,
man. They just looked at it and said, listen, we want kids to stop drinking stuff from under the sink that they shouldn't be drinking.
Right. It will not be dread. You will just be dead.
And when, like, when you're 4 years old, man, you see that commercial and... Yeah, how long was that thing too?
I know. Can I just hear the Mr. Yuck is mean part. I like that. Come on. Oh, here we go. Sick.
Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green.
Now turn that. Now you had never heard that until just right now, Producer Matt.
Yeah.
Would that scare you as a little kid? So when you saw that sticker, think of that. Think of the ad campaign that was built around that.
Yeah.
And if you saw that sticker at your grandma's house or your parents' house or whatever, underneath the sink, like in the plumbing supply stuff. And keep in mind, too, like when we were growing up, there weren't a million different storage places in houses. Like you had stuff in the basement and stuff under the sink and maybe the medicine cabinet.
Right.
We didn't have like these pantries and closets. Houses weren't like that, you know? So you saw that sticker, it was like, that voice hit you in the head.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like this force field around that bottle. Like, Mr.
Stay
Yuck is going to grab you.
Away.
Uh-huh.
That bottle may open itself and try to pour the liquid down your throat if you don't get away from it.
It was back when you didn't need a warning to do for doing dumb stuff. I didn't need a big label on a cup of coffee at McDonald's to know it was hot.
To not pour it all over your crotch.
Right. Anyhow, 9.4 mil for this guy from the Cracker Barrel.
Wow.
Man, 9.4.
Washington Poison Center still has, I'm reading here, Mr. Yuck stickers and magnets.
D.C. or P.A.? Little Washington?
WAPC.org. So I'm guessing it's Little Washington.
I bet. You know what? I bet it's one of those things that gets federal funding or at least state funding that if you wrote, people don't do this anymore, but if you went and you wrote a letter and put a real stamp or whatever, or even an email, I bet they would send them to you, like, for free.
It's
or
Washington
whatever.
State, by the way.
Oh,
it was the third option.
Oh, there we are.
Not Little Washington.
Send it out to Seattle.
D.C.
But
yeah.
I bet you could get them in the mail for free or for a very nominal cost. I might order Mr. Yuck stickers.
Another thing developed in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Mr.
At
Yuck?
Children's Hospital. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was developed by a guy at Children's Hospital.
Wow.
Way back in the day. Hold on. I had his name here a second ago.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Joe Negri on the vocals.
Probably.
Right. Oh, man. Unreal.
Hold on. I had it here a second ago. Yeah, it was a doctor at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. I never thought as we began talking today that we would travail into Mr. Yuck's song. Matt is kind of blown away a little bit. That you'd never heard that before. See, that was, again, older than I was, but it carried over and spilled over. I think I caught the tail end of that ad campaign. Because if you figure, if it lasted 10 years, I would have been like 5 years old to catch the end of it.
I definitely remember the stickers being everywhere.
Oh,
I remember that commercial, and I was 79, so it would have been at least 83 probably. Mm-hmm. That I remember that commercial. So,
oh man, we're getting people regaling way back.
Mr. Yuck stories.
Mr. Yuck stories. Anyway, it was on like Liquid Plumber and all that kind of stuff.
It goes on for almost 3 minutes.
Oh well, hell yeah!
There's like four different verses to that song.
They don't want to deal with you at the Poison Center. They don't. They want to get that out there.
Can we put one on Matt Canada's forehead?
Right, Mr. Yuck.
Stay away from. No, get out of here.
Jeff Hathorn, 7 o'clock. Brad Spielberger. 8 o'clock, Shelby Cassesi. She joins, same with Jason Luckin, for a major show announcement.
Huge
show announcement, 9:45 today. 9:45. Yeah, we'll say 9:45. Gigantic show announcement you are not going to want to miss. Good morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.